Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It is Saturday Magazine. It's certainly been a strange year, hasn't it? I don't know what we'd do without the film and the TV industry. They've had many blockbuster delays, those this year, delaying their cinema releases until next year. And while other films have decided to move the release straight to streaming platforms like Netflix and Disney Plus, but what's great is that there's still plenty of great films and TV features to keep us entertained this Christmas. So on the line to tell us his top film and TV recommendations this Christmas, we have Erwin Johnston. You're very welcome to the show, Erwin, this morning.
Good morning, Jackie, and happy Christmas to you, and good to talk to you again.
And yeah, absolutely. It's always so much fun to have you here.
Oh, well, delighted to be here talking to you. Yeah, I mean, just to hear what you said there, yeah, absolutely. The movie industry, they've had really tough times dealing with the virus and the outbreak there, and particularly say cities like Los Angeles and devastated. I mean, so many people have had to leave Los Angeles who were involved in the movie industry. You know, no work, rent's high. You know, Disney, for example, as a franchise, had to lay off 32,000 people. When you think of their
That's a huge number.
So a lot of postponements, and you know, movies like the James Bond, No Time to Die, that's been rescheduled twice. So hopefully
we're all going to be so excited when it finally.
April 2021. It's had a huge impact, of course, in cinemas who are banking on this. But despite all that, we have lots to enjoy and lots to look forward to, I'm glad to say.
Absolutely. I mean, would you agree, Erwin, that probably people are watching more TV than usual this year because of COVID?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And one of the big, I suppose, people are, you know, companies who have benefited from that is the Disney. And Disney Plus, the fact that only last year when they went onto the streaming Disney Plus, you know, they now have 87 million subscribers, and over the next 3 to 4 years they hope to over a quarter of a million.
We've subscribed. I have to say, we subscribed to Disney Plus during COVID for the kids. We just needed something, you know, for them to. Well, also probably had a little bit to do with Mandalorian as well, but
you're a Star Wars fan.
Oh, big time Star Wars fan.
And of course you've got all their back catalogues there.
Oh, it's fabulous.
As well,
Well, you know what we've really enjoyed is like going back to really old films, like That Darn Cat. I don't know if you remember that film. It's really old. My kids loved it. I thought my kids are going to think this is hokey. They loved it.
I know, yeah. I mean, I suppose when you compare like the more modern sort of animation and, sometimes the old ones kind of look dated, but still there's a message there.
They're still good.
But certainly one of the big family-friendly movies which are going to be released on Christmas Day is straight onto the streaming platform Disney Plus is the movie Soul.
I haven't heard of this. Tell us about it.
Soul. And it, the plot line involves a music teacher, and it's animation, and a music teacher who dreams on becoming a famous jazz musician, a guy called Joe Gardner, and played or voiced by Jamie Foxx.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, he's terrific, yeah.
Great singer.
A great singer, yeah. And so basically this guy, Joe Gardner, and he finally gets his big break, and he has an accident. He falls down this manhole, and it separates his soul from his body. And he ends up in a place of celestial space called the Great Before. And it's kind of a world where we as individuals develop our own personalities. And the key message is, the film focuses on like the purpose of life, the joy of life, you know, what makes us up as an individual, the meaning of life. So, like, I suppose deep enough, you know, topics to try and portray.
It sounds a little bit like Freaky Friday to me in a way.
I mean, certainly it's sort of thought-provoking, and like some of the topics, you know, might certainly go over, you know, young children's heads, but certainly they will love the, you know, the animation. And But I'm really looking forward to that, and I think that's going to be a really big hit. And you know, and I think the message is there at the heart of the film is all about embracing life.
Yeah.
And you know, looking at the positives of life. So I think that's definitely one. And also, if you're into jazz music, there's a great score. That there are two albums going to be released. One is on the main music, but also on the jazz music. So, and that's going to be released on Christmas Day on Disney Plus platform. So
lovely.
That's one that I think will be a big hit.
Excellent, excellent. What else is anything else on Disney Plus that we should be watching for?
Yeah, I mean, certainly the remake only recently of Black Beauty. A lot of people, I remember the Anna Sewell book, if all read. When we were kids. So again, that's a remake. And then you mentioned The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah.
You're into Star Wars.
Oh, we just finished the series up last night. Oh my goodness. What? I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, but oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Have you watched it?
I haven't seen it, no, but certainly...
Oh my goodness.
I'm certainly looking forward to it.
I hate people who spoil things, but all I can say is, oh my goodness, you gotta watch it.
And another thing actually to look out for, I would highly recommend, and if you're into dancing, and there's a lot of dancing on TV at the moment, and Strictly Come Dancing, but if you're into that, On Point, and it's a 6-part documentary, and it follows basically these students, young students between 8 and 18, and they are basically, they're rehearsing with the School of American Ballet, and it follows them. They want to become professional ballet dancers and a career in ballet dancing, and it gives them the chance to actually dance with the New York City Ballet.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, and it kind of follows the whole, you know, the background, and the ultimate goal is that they will be chosen and they will actually be able to dance in the Nutcracker in the Lincoln Center.
That sounds absolutely beautiful. Yeah, I love...
And I'm really looking forward to it because myself, my family, we were very fortunate there a few years ago. We were able to get over to New York and see the Nutcracker in the Lincoln Center there.
There's nothing like the Nutcracker live. I once saw it, and my seats were so good. There's sweat. You know, like nowadays, COVID would make you, like, you'd freak out if this happened, but you could, like, feel the sweat coming off the, you know, it's like, I think there was a drop of sweat that just landed on my head.
Yeah, well, it's such a demanding art form, you know what I mean? And, like, young kids, and they're really put through their paces.
Yeah.
You know, so that's really something that I think is something to...
A bit inspiring.
So Star Wars, the animation, so Soul, On Point premiere, so all on the Disney Plus.
Very good. What about Netflix? Do they got anything worth looking at?
I mean, there's so much on Netflix, as you know. You know, you just go in there and kind of, you know... But there's one.
You get lost in there. You go in there and you kind of go, oh my goodness,
exactly,
where do I go?
And one thing leads on to the other and on to the other, you know what I mean? But certainly there's one that I would highly recommend, and it's just gone up on the platform Netflix. It's called Christmas on the Square.
Ah, yes. That's the Dolly Parton one, isn't it?
It is, Parton. I mean, she wrote the music and the lyrics. And basically it's a musical, and it's a modern day Scrooge.
Mm-hmm.
And there's everything in it. There's this woman who's played by Christine Baranski. I don't know whether you remember. She played Tanya in Mamma Mia.
Oh yes.
She's terrific. So she comes back into the town. It's a small town in America, and basically she's going to sell the town under everybody else.
What a meanie!
Stenosis. Can you believe it on Christmas
on
Eve?
What a meanie!
Absolutely meanie. Like so it's a modern day Scrooge, and then who comes along? Only our angel, who plays an angel, Dolly Parton.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, it really is terrific. There's music, there's dance, there's plots, there's characters. You know, so it's got everything that a Christmas classic.
Well, Dolly Parton could hardly be the Scrooge character, could she? She could. I can't imagine her pulling that off.
Yeah, she's terrific, and of course, like, she's so devoted to her faith, and she openly speaks about it. You know what I mean? And that certainly comes over.
In the film.
In the film, yeah.
Do you know, another good one on Netflix, I don't know if you've seen it, is Christmas Chronicles 2. It came out maybe 3 weeks ago?
All right, yeah.
Really, if you haven't seen it, my little girl loves Christmas Chronicles, and Christmas Chronicles 2 did not disappoint. She absolutely adored it. It's about Santa and Mrs. Claus and all the elves and everything. She just absolutely adored it.
Yeah, but lots.
What about TV? What about people who don't have, maybe you don't have Disney Plus, maybe you don't have Netflix? Is there anything worth?
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly, I mean, you know, let's not forget about, you know, what Christmas is all about, you know, the birth of baby Jesus, bringing light and hope into the world. And, you know, they're, again, streaming Knock, or actually streaming Carols by Candlelight tomorrow night.
Lovely.
At 8 o'clock.
What a great idea.
Yeah, live from the Basilica. When you think of so many pilgrims from all around the world, you know, who can't come to visit Ireland now.
Absolutely.
And they get 1.5 million visitors over the whole year.
So that's tomorrow at 8?
That's actually tomorrow, yeah, at 8 o'clock live. You just go onto their website, and because, you know, they're obviously restricted.
People
can't visit there now. And that's live from the Basilica. And then, like, certainly on TV, like, all the main classics are there. It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
James Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, so that's one you can watch over and over again. And one of my favourites, if you like Marmalade, Paddington.
Oh.
And Paddington 2.
Yes, Paddington Bear, of course.
Yeah, Paddington Bear, yeah. And Paddington 2, Hugh Grant, if any fans of Hugh Grant, he has a lovely starring role in Paddington 2. Elf, Peter Rabbit. So they're all there.
Tons there.
Bang, bang. All the musicals as well. And The Sound of Music. For all of those.
My last question for you, Erwin, I want to ask you, what is your Christmas movie that it wouldn't be Christmas without?
Well, I say The Sound of Music has to be up there, yeah.
Good one, yeah.
You can't help but love it.
Yeah.
The characters and Julie Andrews and Christopher Plummer and all those wonderful kids.
Yeah.
And it's a setting. The background as well, which is a character in itself,
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. I think our film in our family that we always watch Christmas Eve is the Polar Express.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah. And you know, my eldest said to me the other day, she said, "You know, Mom, I don't really like that film. It kind of creeps me out." I said, "What? We've watched it every year for since it came out in the cinema, and you're just now telling me this." It's
Frozen yeah. too. So
yeah.
they're out there too. So,
those are big ones.
So there's lots to enjoy. I know we're restricted, maybe we're limited as to where we can go, and maybe limited to, you know, cinemas that we can attend. You know,
but we're not limited on what we can watch.
Absolutely not. So we're in for a treat. And I think this year of all years, now whether it's because of we're all kind of in lockdown, but this year, looking at the itineraries and looking at the programs on TV, it's certainly the best year for many years over the last sort of 2 years. So
good. Well, thanks so much for coming on this morning and highlighting a few of those.
It's lovely to talk to you, and I hope you and your family have a lovely Christmas.
Thank you, and yours too. I hope you guys have a great time. It'll be a little different this year, but I hope you enjoy it all the same.
Absolutely, looking forward to it.
Absolutely, thanks so much for coming on today.
Spirit.
So it's all about Christmas and remembering those memories, and to tell us more about her highs and lows of 2020, to share some Christmas memories and maybe give us a few tips and ideas for staying fit and healthy over the holidays, because it is definitely more challenging. We have Sheila O'Sullivan. Sheila, you're very welcome to the show this morning.
Oh, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you, Jackie.
Oh, thank you so much. Sheila, you are just a bundle of energy. You've always got such great ideas and tips for keeping us all fit and healthy. And I always enjoy chatting to you about getting great tips on health and fitness. So can I start off by asking you, what is your highlight from this year? What do you remember from 2020 as the highlight? It's been a tough year for a lot of people, but there's also been silver linings.
Absolutely, and I think of one quick one that happened during the summer when we were all in lockdown was the sunshine. We had so much sunshine, mm-hmm. so that was such a blessing. And then growth, I think we all grew as people, particularly in our faith, and so that was amazing. But just a particular highlight for me was pre-lockdown when I had a job in a school that was such a joy. I went back teaching PE, and it was a faith-based school, and I found the freedom to do things that I might thought I would have. In other words, I looked at the mission statement of the school, and it talked about commitment to Christ, the full development of the individual. It was an all-girls school, and each child being made in the image of God, and how important that they developed holistically, and therefore it was really important that we centered in Christ. So here was I doing my flow classes with 6 years, you know.
Lovely.
And they loved it because it was really important. They were doing their leaving cert, their love stresses.
Yeah.
And they just, I said, listen, are you okay if I do this? It'll be infused with biblical truth, and we'll do lots of meditation at the end, focused on Him. And they were chuffed, and they were like, yes, let's do it. And it really meant a lot to some of them, I'm sure. Maybe not all of them, but they just loved the
amazing,
nice set of class for them.
Yeah, what an amazing highlight. I love that.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a blessing. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's been a difficult year for everyone as well. And I'm sure that there are things that you found challenging too. Can you tell us about that? What was challenging for you this year?
I guess the lockdown was difficult, even though we did the best we could to interact and get out on the beach and meet people. I think the lack of connecting with people was difficult. But I had one interesting one, Jackie, because I did ponder this question. And my brother has a dog down in Kerry, and I loved her. She was a Labrador, and she passed away during lockdown. You know, it was just like and I remember being kind of grieving, you know, like sad after her. And then I had this, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with the verse in the Bible in Proverbs 12:10. It says, a righteous person takes care of the needs of his animals or her animals. And I just think, you know, the Lord is interested in every aspect of our lives, and He grieves with us and He rejoices with us. And the fact that I was having more of a harder time, well, I'm sure my brother did as well, but I missed her. And, you know, these things are harder in lockdown, I think. You know, lots of people lost other friends. I can't even imagine what that was like, but it's really difficult, you know, bereavement. And, but it was a small little thing, but it was enough to make me sad.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's hard to lose a pet because they're such a part of your family, you know, and particularly during lockdown, people have really been relying on their pets to kind of give them that, you know, that feel good factor.
Absolutely, and they're very consistently, you know, unconditional love.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's nothing like the love of a dog, particularly a Labrador. I mean, they're so lovely and so loving.
They're beautiful.
Yeah,
they're
really are.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry for the loss of the pet. That is hard. Thankfully Christmas is coming, you know. It's coming next week, I believe. And giving us all something to look forward to. Do you have a childhood Christmas memory that you could share with us?
You know, again, that was such a great question because I don't have any particular one, but I'll tell you what, the main thing for me as a child, and it was lovely to look back, we had 6 kids in our house, tiny house. My dad had a basic job. He was self-employed as a builder. And I remember Christmas every year just looking forward to the magic, the wonder of this benevolent person out there who was going to give us something. You know, it may have only been a doll that we got, but it was like, so special to get a doll, whatever, when we would wake up on Christmas morning. So I remember the joy of all of that over those years. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember every year, but I'm very thankful for that lovely sense of magical wonder, awe of Christmas. And so I think it translated later on into really knowing the true gift of Christmas and accepting Jesus and understanding the joy of Him now continuing in the life. So the wonder continues, the awe
Beautiful.
Continues.
Beautiful.
Of Christmas. Yeah,
beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's meaning, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. And, you know, it's what I think that's what makes Christmas so magical is the love of Christ. It's the time, it's the one time of year, you know, because God is love, isn't He? And so this is the one time of the year where everybody kind of gets involved, and, you know, the goodwill and the love and the sharing, it's lovely.
It is. It's beautiful. And more, as you say, like, because of the tough year, it's probably in some ways more meaningful and can be this year because we are so delighted to have something to rejoice about, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. Sheila, I know your work is all about people, you know, getting fit and healthy. And have you got some ideas for us about some exercise over Christmas? I know that, like, I've been trying really hard to focus on my health during lockdown and getting out for walks and things like that. But the last few weeks have been manic. And so it's like, I get to the end of the week and I go like, I forgot to go for a walk. I got so busy, I forgot. I actually literally forgot. So what can people do to keep going over Christmas?
I guess to give yourself an okay time about that, because often, like, when we don't go out for a more intentional walk, meanwhile, as you say, I was so busy. So you're probably out shopping, you're probably out moving, you're probably out cleaning the house. So to remember, too, that movement is always good, no matter what it is, even if it's a small amount every day, just to keep moving. So if your busyness involves moving, you know, it's like, it's your exercise program. It's it's a calorie burning, and it's functional. So, but yeah, I think, you know, the busyness, it's really important maybe to put aside time. So one of the things I would do as my own incentive would be that I'd, before, I love to do this before I have a meal or before, because I eat sometimes at crazy times, but just that I will not eat anything until I do something, you know, whether it be go for a walk or go out and get the rubber, you know, Hoover the house, or do a 5-minute focused stretching time or whatever. So I like to give myself that incentive. So then I enjoy my meal more and kind of earned. And I do, like, you know, different levels of workouts. So I really believe in 5-minute workouts. I believe in 10-minute workouts, 15-minute workouts.
That's it, isn't it, Sheila? Because, like, everybody has 5 or 10 minutes. It's just like you put yourself off of it because you think, I don't have the hour. I don't have the 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But I've got five.
Exactly. And, like, for me, because I do this HIIT program when I can, which is not every day, but I'll do a warm-up, and then I have a little time, you know, we all have, you know, time watches, time stopwatches or whatever, so I do a 50-second on, 10 seconds off for 20 minutes, or it can be 10 minutes. So, therefore, I have a 10-minute or 20-minute hard workout put in that keeps me for the whole day. That's all I need, you know, and therefore, and it involves different exercise, whatever, but that's your own little programming that you can come up with and get incentivized. And it's a creative time as well, so it's very rewarding. And then I put on Christmas music in the background. So.
And that's the way to go. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, work out to fast Christmas music. You can get it on YouTube. You know, just put it on in the background and just go for it.
Yeah. And I suppose, too, like, with the weather not being so great, it's not supposed to be great over the next few weeks. So, you know, being inside and doing things for exercising is really important. And maybe that's a good way to do it. Just put on some fun music and go for it.
Yes, for inside. And, you know, there's different things that people are limited. I was down, and before lockdown, I went down to Killarney for, I had an essential refill, and then I ended up staying down there for lockdown, and I joined a walking club. But indoors, I was very limited because the space I had was so much smaller than I have here in Dublin. So I had to restrict myself to a tiny space with maybe a mat area kind of thing. So, but I still worked in that area. Mind you, I did bring my rebounder with me, which is your mini trampoline. I had that with me, which is great. And I would have a small space, but you can work in on a mat, on an exercise mat.
Yeah, you don't need a lot of room.
No, you don't. And if you have a few weights with you, you're good to go.
You're good.
So when I came back up, it was great to have my big space again and all that. So, like, and I suppose that's one thing I'd like to say to people out there, that it's developing the habits is so crucial. Like, we just, you know, we have habits of brushing our teeth, or, you know, every day we do certain things that we don't even have to work on them. They're habits, right? They're important habits. So for me, that whole idea of habit, I started many years ago. I used to go to the gym an awful lot. I love the gym too, but I didn't have to go to the gym, so I created my own. So in lockdown, it was my saving grace in one sense for exercise, you know, that I developed this habit of working out at home. So if people can start the habit, it's great.
Okay. Keep it going for 2021. And talking of 2021, finally, Sheila, just tell us, what are some of your hopes for next year, for 2021?
That was a tough one, I think, in some ways, because it's difficult right now because of sometimes to make plans because you're not exactly sure.
Yeah, what's going to happen.
COVID. Yeah. So one funny one that I want to mention is, because of COVID and everything, I got really, really interested in immunology, and I did some study as much as I could about our immune systems. So it's something I'd like to do as a hobby, learn a little bit more about immunology, because I think the emphasis on that has may not been as strong as it needs to be, because at the end of the day, we conquer every cold and flu and everything through our immunology, our mm-hmm. immune system, that God-given immunity. It's just amazing, the immunology.
It really is.
It's beyond, like, how God is so complex, I know, yeah. but you learn a few things. So I'd love to say that. But on a career note, I'd like to say I'd love to start, here's my new call, personal training for professional sitters.
Mm.
So what I'd like to focus on is all these people who sit a lot, and we all do. And we all do more now because people are working from home, and apparently this is a two-hour extra lot of sitting. So just to help people, because there's a syndrome that happens from sitting called piriformis syndrome, sciatica, back issues.
You're making me sit up straighter in my chair right now. I'm just going, okay, she's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, just sitting properly and just minding your body while you sit, because the good news is for 8 hours of sitting, you don't need an awful lot to counteract the potential danger of sitting for a long time. So the good news is that there are things to do and little tricks of the trade, as it were, and help for that. So that would be nice to do little programs for people in that, in terms of professional sitting. So that'd be one of the things I would like to do, yeah. So, there's probably a few other things that I'm not really thinking about right now, but looking forward to hope and positivity and living the best we can within the limitations of January coming up. But, being healthy and well and focusing on, we can't take responsibility for other people's health, but we can take responsibility for our own health.
Well said. That's one thing I think of you, Sheila, is hope and positivity. Thank you so much for sharing your hope and your positivity with us today. I appreciate it.
And thank you, Jackie. Have a good Christmas.
You too. Have a very blessed and happy Christmas, Sheila. We look forward to talking to you in the new year.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.